Chair, thank you. We would like to commend you and your team and the Secretariat for your dedication and very hard work this spring, as well as for the excellent work in crafting the draft final report that we have at hand. The meeting in March saw a convergence on a number of substantive issues, and you have, to a large extent, managed to capture that in this text, and you've done so in a manner that, to our eyes at least, succeeds in circumnavigating some of the terminological stumbling blocks that have troubled us before. We welcome a number of the elements of this draft report, including the conceptual two-tier approach to laws centered around prohibitions and regulations, as well as the inclusion of many important elements relating to human control, to name some. We believe this text is very close to achieving what this GGE urgently needs to do, and which it has failed to do for some time now, namely to convert our apparent agreement into concrete text on paper. We believe that there is still scope to clarify and flesh out the core issue of human control and the related requirements for human-machine interaction a bit more, and to de-caveat some of the language, so to speak. We much appreciate the emphasis on the need for predictability, understandability, traceability, reliability, explainability, and training in the text. These are central to ensuring that weapons remain under effective and appropriate human control. Yet we believe that the text could more clearly express the requirement itself that autonomous weapons systems always remain under the effective and appropriate control of humans, as well as to draw a closer link between the human judgment that this GGE has previously confirmed is essential to the compliance with IGEL and the kind of control that you would necessarily need in order to give effect to the outcome of those judgments. As we pointed out in March, our impression is that we all agree that this is of the essence, but we struggle to find terms that can capture this in a manner that is acceptable to all. For us, meaningful human control is a good formulation, as we've said previously. In our opinion, it is a fairly instructive guide to the assessments and considerations that we should make in determining the quality and the extent of human control that would be required in a given case, while at the same time remaining flexible and future-proof. It does not draw any categorical limits. For instance, it does not exclude current weapons systems like fire-and-forget munitions that have hitherto not caused controversy. And just as an aside, we don't read the current paragraph 23 of the draft report to draw such a line either, in that it refers to that which is necessary to ensure compliance with IGEL. Yet we accept that the concept of meaningful human control has not yet reached a sufficient level of common understanding and interpretation to garner consensus. And we very much have taken on board your plea that we look beyond slogans and preferred terminology in order to preserve the underlying substance. The draft paragraphs 21 to 23 are quite elegant proposals, we believe, in that respect, that take us a good way in the right direction. And we believe the apparent convergence on the need for human involvement can be reflected in a clearer and less caveated manner with only some minor adjustments. And we will return with some suggestions during our first reading. So for now, let me thank you just very much for this very good starting point for our work this week. Thank you.